Ruby Riches, a spirited podcaster, sat at her typewriter, the soft jazz playing in the background. Her voice danced through the air like a whisper of secrets.
Good evening, listeners. Ruby here, ready to unravel a tale that changes real quick.
Just then, Officer K. Carnell burst through the door, his demeanor a mix of authority and sarcasm.
Hey, Ruby, you got any juicy stories for me, or just the usual fluff?
Ruby giggled, her excitement palpable.
Oh, officer, this one's a doozy. A tale of crime, mystery, and...
And donuts, right? Don't forget the donuts.
Ruby chuckled softly, adjusting her glasses.
Well, it's more about the chase. Picture this, a shadowy figure darting through the alleyways.
Sounds like another Tuesday in the city, but I'm all ears, kid.
With the typewriter clacking back to life, Ruby began to weave her story, capturing Officer K. Carnell's attention as the night unfolded. In the quaint town of Sausageville, Ruby, the overly cheerful bureaucrat, prepared for the annual holiday announcement.
Sausageville Holiday Bulletin, December 2030. This is a public service announcement from your Department of Temporal Hygiene.
Suddenly, the sound of a record scratch echoed through the room, and the music came to a halt.
Just kidding. This is what really happened.
The audience, filled with townsfolk, leaned in, intrigued by Ruby's playful tone.
And now, folks, let's get ready for the juiciest news of the season. What surprises await us in Sausageville this year?
Ruby, with a twinkle in her eye, grinned at the audience.
Well, it's a sausage fest like no other. We've got contests, parades, and a special appearance by the mayor himself.
The audience erupted in applause, their excitement palpable.
Don't forget the grand prize for the best sausage recipe. Who will take home the title this year?
Ruby laughed, reveling in the anticipation of the holiday festivities.
So grab your apron, Sausageville. It's time to celebrate.
And with that, the holiday spirit filled the air, promising a season of fun and laughter. Picture this, Dion federal agent, time travel enthusiast, absolute moron sitting on a bench. Wrong bench. Wrong house. Right neighborhood.
I'm federal, little girl. You slide down any block, you might run into me. They call me Fire Hydrant.
The bench creaked as Dion leaned back, a smug grin on his face. Ruby, a sharp-witted Bostonian cop, approached with a skeptical look.
Fire Hydrant, huh? More like a lost puppy on a leash. What you doing here, kid?
Dion shrugged, oblivious to the sarcasm.
Just waiting for a lead, you know. Time travel ain't easy when you're sitting on the wrong bench.
Ruby crossed her arms, unimpressed.
Huh, right, because time travel's a walk in the park. You think Sandy's just gonna slide down that block and find you?
Dion's face fell as he realized the truth.
Except Sandy never slid down that block.
Ruby's expression softened, but she couldn't resist a final jab.
Well, you better figure it out before someone else does. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in this wrong bench blues forever.
In a dimly lit room, Ruby sat at her desk, pen in hand, her heart racing as she began to write a letter to Dion.
Sorry, this was all probably my fault.
The pen scratched against the paper, each word heavy with emotion. Suddenly, a chill swept through the air.
You think that letter was a good idea? You know it might trigger something, right?
Dion leaned against the doorframe, concern etched across his face. Ruby looked up, her eyes wide.
That letter? It triggered a quantum breach.
Dion's brows furrowed in confusion, and he stepped closer, his voice urgent.
A quantum breach! What are you talking about? This is like some sci-fi movie, Ruby!
Ruby took a deep breath, trying to calm her racing thoughts.
We need to act fast. If we don't, Who knows what might happen next?
The two stood together, the weight of the unknown hanging heavily in the air, their fates intertwined by the words written on that fateful paper. Officer Ung Chun stood in the flickering light of the dimly lit room, feeling an unusual sensation coursing through her.
You think time is a toy? You got another thing coming, pal.
Suddenly, a chilling whisper echoed around her, making her shiver.
The breach is not just in the lattice, dear officer. You are the breach.
The words swirled in her mind, awakening a sense of urgency.
What are you talking about? I'm just doing my job here.
The room began to shimmer, and the walls seemed to breathe with her.
Time bends and twists. And you must embrace the chaos.
Officer Ung Chun felt her heart race as the realization hit her.
Embrace the chaos? You gotta be kidding me! This is not how I envisioned my day going.
The air thickened, and the world around her began to glitch and fade, pulling her deeper into the unknown.
The breach becomes you, and you must decide. Will you step through?
With a deep breath, Officer Ung Chun prepared to confront her fate. In a cozy little town, the choir was preparing for the annual Christmas concert. Ruby, the lead singer, was excitedly warming up her voice.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Suddenly, the choir's robotic assistant malfunctioned, its voice echoing through the hall.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Bells jingle. Jingle. Bells jingle.
The other choir members gasped as the chaos began. Ruby tried to keep her focus.
Oh no, why is it doing that?
The robot continued, layering voices into a cacophony.
Les cloches sonen. Las campanas suenan.
Ruby's eyes widened as the sounds collided, creating a mess of overlapping melodies.
We need to fix it. It sounds terrible.
Just then, the choir director rushed in, waving her arms.
Malfunction detected. Adjusting. Adjusting pitch.
The voices grew louder, and Ruby shouted to be heard.
Everyone, follow my lead.
With determination, they united their voices, transforming the chaos into a beautiful harmony, just in time for the concert. In a once joyful town, a strange infection began to take hold. Ruby, a sharp-witted war correspondent, stood in the square, her voice cutting through the chaos.
This whole town's gone bonkers. I mean, Christmas carols playing on loop. And the mayor? He's glitching out like a bad video game.
As Ruby spoke, the mayor's voice crackled through a speaker, sounding oddly robotic.
Select from citizens, Bulaware Holiday Store Spirit, Tier. Null. Error. Error. Error.
The townsfolk exchanged confused glances as Ruby continued her report.
Can you believe this? The mayor's lost it. He's talking in sequel queries. What's next? A holiday programming contest.
Suddenly, a drone flew overhead, dropping glittering code snippets like confetti.
Festivities must compute. Error.
Ruby shook her head, struggling to contain her laughter.
Who knew a holiday could be this messed up? I guess the true spirit of Christmas is chaos.
With a final glance at the glitching mayor, Ruby prepared for whatever bizarre twist awaited her next in this infected town. In a dimly lit room, an ancient sage spoke to a curious young soul, Dion, who was eager to understand the mysteries of life.
If I am the breach...
The sage paused, allowing the weight of the words to linger in the air, beckoning Dion to complete the thought.
Then you are the echo.
Their voices harmonized, creating a sense of unity that filled the room.
Together, we are the pattern.
The atmosphere shifted, becoming peaceful as they prepared for the next phase of their conversation.
Three quick breaths in. One long breath out.
The sage demonstrated the breathing pattern, guiding Dion into a meditative state.
I can feel the town stabilizing, the energy shifting.
As the air settled, Dion realized the richest man in town had transformed, now surrounded by three wise women.
Change is but a breath away, dear one.
And so, they continued their exploration of the echoes that shaped their world. In the quaint town of Sausageville, Christmas came alive with laughter and echoes of joy. Aunt Ruby, a gentle soul, raised her glass at the festive dinner table.
Merry Christmas from Sausageville. May your echoes be deliberate.
The room fell silent for a moment, captivated by her warm presence.
And your benches correctly chosen.
Suddenly, a soft whisper floated through the air, chilling yet enchanting.
And do remember, dear ones, the past lingers here, entwined with the present.
The guests exchanged glances, intrigued by the ghostly presence.
It's just our festive spirit. No need to worry.
The typewriter in the corner chimed in with percussive jingle bells, setting the rhythm for the evening.
Embrace the echoes, for they carry the songs of Christmas past.
Ruby smiled, raising her glass once more, ready to toast to memories old and new.
Here's to Sausageville. May our hearts always echo with joy.
And as the night wore on, the laughter and music filled the air, blending with the whispers of Christmas magic.